like that, actually, from this conversation, it seems like. Totally. What's left is to make adjustments. Only right?
Yes.
If suffering comes then, it's because of our karmas. With this understanding, we should make an adjustment. If someone is giving us suffering, so in that way an adjustment, in short, we, in matters of religion, we should just accept that. This is an adjustment. We, for our peace of mind, we should make adjustment. That is religion, isn't it?
100%. If you don't make adjustments, then no peace. Then you will not get peace. There will be limitless suffering. If you want peace, if you want peace of mind, then if you make a minor slight adjustment with which you can get immense peace, then which fool would do the opposite? All these are fools who don't make minor adjustments and they are suffering over nothing. If slightly your thoughts, if you change the way you understand, change your understanding that this man is giving me suffering, then whose fault is it? I am suffering, then it is my fault. Fault is of the sufferer. I am suffering, then it's my fault. If I don't have suffering, then it is not my fault. The end, the matter is over. So
it is the same as religion means adjustment?
Even if it is not, then you... Life is nothing but full of adjustments. Where does the matter of religion come? Those are the topmost adjustments. But even otherwise in life, there are adjustments. Come home at 2 a.m. in the night and see with your wife, you have to take adjustments or not. Every day at night at 2 a.m., what would be your condition?
Yes, so in short, adjustment.
You have to make adjustments, right?
By making adjustments, gradually you go towards liberation. That's what we're saying, isn't it?
Adjustments are for worldly interactions. Your worldly interactions become straightforward, becomes peaceful.
Niruman, only we have to make adjustments? The opposite person?
If we want to attain liberation, then we have to make adjustments. And if they wants to go, then they can make the adjustments. If we want peace, then we have to adjust. And if they want, then they have to adjust. If they adjust and our day improves, that will never happen. If they eat food and our stomach fills, that will never happen any day.
So in short, to go towards self-realization, you can progress by making adjustments?
Yes. Your life will be peaceful after doing this. But for self-realization, you need to meet the one with full knowledge of the self. And if you receive the knowledge of the self from them, then you obtain self-realization. But by this makes the foundation ready for you and makes your life peaceful. And if you don't make adjustments, then people will make you take adjustments by hook or by crook.
Yes, that is happening. Many times when we cannot keep up, when we can't keep up with the opposite person, then automatically we have to adjust.
Yes, but else will you do?
Up until it is possible to keep up, we are keeping up. But when it is not possible...
Just now, if your wife will say, Diwali's here, buy me a jewelry set made of gold or buy me a new sari. If you don't buy it for her, how long would you put up with her sulking? Then ultimately, after becoming frustrated, you will bring it for her. You will end up buying it. Instead of that, become good and straightforward right from the beginning and adjust. The women became happy. This is just an example. Even women have to make adjustments. It's mutual.
So many times, Niruban, it's like this. In ordinary circumstances, adjustments can happen. Or when ordinary circumstances come up, then we do make adjustments in that it's okay if the opposite person verbally abused us for no reason or insulted us, then we tolerate, we adjust that. Okay, let it go. But many times such types of circumstances arise where we are not able to make adjustments at all. We are just not able to make adjustments in that situation. So in those circumstances, how do we make adjustments?
Then over there, start by reversing the aggression in your thoughts, speech and actions by changing your inner intent. Apologize with repentance. Bow down to the pure soul within the opposite person. Ask for forgiveness. Repent. Say, which life's karmic account is this? Brother, please release me. I want to be free and you become free too. I don't want to disadjust. I want to become free. I want to settle the file with equanimity. Like this, keep praying to the pure soul within that person. You will have peace immediately. Even the opposite person's mind will turn around. Try this experiment. We have all done this only.
But the opposite person, people like these, will not get complacent, will they?
What did he say? The opposite person?
Meaning the opposite person, who is making us feel attachment and abhorrence. They will not become complacent, will they?
No, for what? And even if they become complacent, then what does it matter? We become free, isn't it? If they are satisfied and we are also satisfied, then what's the problem? What's wrong with that? We become free from the clashes and he is at peace too.
In reality, it is with regards to a sticky file in particular that I say this.
Yes, we have to become free from our sticky files only. It doesn't take long to become free from elsewhere. But we have to become free from sticky files. And by repeatedly making things favorable in the end, is anything outside scientific circumstantial evidences? It's not like all the power is in the opposite person's hands.
But we don't know what scientific circumstantial evidences will bring. Therefore, there is continuous attachment and abhorrence occurring towards that person.
No, but keep the understanding of scientific circumstantial evidences with you, that even they don't have the power in their hands. No one has power in their hands. It's not in our hands, and power is not in their hands either. You finish the matter in your own way. Finish the matter. Settle it.